Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Yeah, hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. And welcome once again to Jumping In here on Manx Radio, 9 o'clock on a Saturday night, the time you are guaranteed of hearing some of the best modern jazz and contemporary sounds on the planet with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcoming along to this week's Jumping In. And it was this day, 110 years ago, the three Italian handymen walked away from the Louvre with that enigmatic smile tucked under their arms. Yes, Leonardo's Gioconda was missing for 2 years, and the media sensation when it was retrieved was largely responsible for making it one of the most famous paintings in the world. So although the media was not so instant then, you could still bank on it. Speaking of banking on it, which artists have you been putting through the shredder this week, H?
Well, rather appropriately looking at the sea at the moment, we might have a bit of motion sickness. Different take on Paul Motion's music. A birthday boy, well-known one, and there were great fans of his. A bit of contre la indecision. I'm always indecisive. And You Better Believe It with Gerald Wilson.
And from me, well, we parachute diagonally into the mysterious deep, but not without first whipping that wish. Without first wishing happy birthday to the kid from the Red Bank. Let's start with a bang. The Kid from the Red Bank, perhaps one of the most famous titles from this week's birthday boy, well, one of them, in fact, William J. Basie, better known as Count Basie. He was a native of Kansas City, Missouri, and that was taken from perhaps his best-known release, The Atomic Mr. Basie. In fact, This particular was a reissue of the complete Atomic Mr. Basie, which combines two fantastic albums together. The original plus Basie Plays Hefty, as all of the compositions on both albums were composed and arranged by Neil Hefty. And what a great band. Thad Jones, Joe Newman, Snooky Young and Wendell Cully on trumpet, Henry Coker, Al Gray, Benny Powell on trombone, Marshall Royal on clarinet and alto, Frank Weiss on alto tenor and flute, Frank Foster and Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor, Charlie Fuchs on baritone, Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, Sonny Payne on the drums, Joe Williams vocals, and of course, the Count on the piano. And today would have been his 117th birthday.
You cannot go wrong with a bit of Basie. I used to love it, actually, I remember when I was a little bit younger, and I think Oscar Peterson had a show on BBC Two, I think it was.
Yes, that's right.
And he had, Joe Pass was playing or whatever, and Don Weller played there one time with Brian Spring on the drums doing Gingerbread Boy and such like. And then sometimes he'd say, "Oh, right," and they'd do a duet sometimes with Oscar and Count Basie, who was still obviously alive in those days, going back a few years. And the difference in styles, and the one thing I always remember with Count Basie, his hands were almost parallel with the keyboard. They seemed to be sort of just hovering above the keys and virtually flat, whereas you see other pianists would have their hands almost at sort of right angles. And Basie's hands are sort of flat over the keys.
I wonder if they sit on YouTube, though, because he did duets with lots of people. Keith Emerson, Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock, lots of different people on that show with Oscar.
Terrific stuff. To another keyboard player, perhaps, I would suggest, not as well known as Count Basie, and a very different style, but none the worse for that. And a gentleman, he's always been around for a long time, perhaps never sort of getting to the top or really coming above the radar, but always there and doing fantastic stuff. Bobo Stenson, I'm talking about, a stalwart of the ECM label, among others, still playing. I think he's getting a fair age now, but still playing to the best of my knowledge. We haven't seen him for a few years. I was trying to think when we last did. I remember talking to him. I think it might have been Bath or Cheltenham a few years ago. And I think I got his phone number on the suggestion then. So it must have been before social media and such like, I think, saying could we do an interview sometime. We never did, or never have thus far. I'd love to do it at some stage, should our paths cross again, or even see if we can get him online sometime. That'd be a nice one. He's had numerous albums out. This, I think, was his last on ECM, and I just heard it somewhere quite recently. I thought, wow, haven't played any Bobo for a long time, and how much I do enjoy his music. So this is Contre l'Indécision, which was on ECM, I think, again, 2018, so I think it was his last one. I'm hoping he might be bringing out another one. Like all of them, they're thoughtful, they're beautiful to listen to, peaceful, introspective, occasionally swinging. Here's Kalimba Impressions. Thank you. Great track from a great album, Contre la Indecision on ECM, the Bobo Stenson Trio. Bobo on piano, Anders Jorman double bass, Jan Feld at the drums. I think Jan Christensen used to play there as well, but he's certainly used Jan Feld for quite a few albums in recent years. I'm hoping there'll be another one coming out from him. Like I said, I think he's still knocking around. We haven't had a chance to see him in several years, and we were just saying it was either at the Cheltenham or Bath Festival quite a few years back that we last saw him, I think playing a solo set, if memory serves correct. Nice chap, like I said, a wonderful pianist, and has been around for many, many years, I mean, 40-odd years plus, but always in that sort of floating around in that sort of mid-region, if you know what I mean. It's never disappeared, and he's never sort of gone right to the top and sort of hit the big time, or so it seems. He always seems to be on that European circuit, and yeah, just wonderful playing, really always nice and sort of laid back, and has that sort of introspective ECM sound, which I've always been so fond of. Let's hear more from Bobo, and let's keep our fingers crossed for another album soon.
I'm sure there's plenty of others who are in the same sort of position where they're constantly working, enjoying what they're doing, and don't actually worry too much about moving anywhere on the radar as long as they're out there with happy and satisfied audiences. Now, Seattle-born sax man Chase Baird was obviously slated for great things. Mentored from the age of 14 by the late, great Michael Brecker, Chase released his highly acclaimed debut album, Crosscurrents, back in 2010. Now aged 33, he waited some 9 years to release his sophomore album, A Life Between. Well, the interim period has seen him play and record with vibraphonist Mark Sherman, Chaka Khan, as a bit of a change, and a stint with the Bingus Big Band. So is it worth the wait? Well, let's find out. Here's Ripcord.
Thank you.
that fast ending there. Chase Baird on sax there with Ripcord, the opening track of his 2019 release, A Life Between, featuring a pretty great band, actually. Brad Meldow, your favourite H, on piano. Antonia Sanchez on the drums. Nia Felder on guitar, rocking out a little bit there. And Dan Chmielinski on bass, not forgetting, of course, Chase on the sax. Really nice album, this, I think, and it's got echoes of lots of his influences that he claims, people like Nirvana and Radiohead as early inspirations, which you can hear with some of the rock influence throughout the album, but really good. And good composer, worth a listen.
Worth a listen indeed, as is this, Motion Sickness. Yes, not necessarily the best title you'd have thought for an album, but of course this is Motion spelt M-O-T-I-A-N. As in Paul Motion, the music of Paul Motion, For the Love of Sarah. Bumped into it in the second-hand rack when I was away for the first time in God knows how long, 18 months plus, and happily down in the smoke, and managed to get into one of our favourite record emporiums and saw this on the second-hand racks. Celebrating the music, as I say, of Paul Motion, a group of musicians led by Matt Manieri. Here, father and son on the violin, quite often done a lot of free stuff on viola, so an interesting lineup. James Masefield on mandolin. Yes, you heard me right. Mandolin, John Herbert bass, Jeff Cosgrove at the drums. Recorded in 2011. Let's hear their take on Motion's Mumbo Jumbo. Thank you. Nothing if not interesting, as they say, which indeed you could apply to the man himself, Paul Motion, sadly no longer with us, always an interesting composer. Worked at the keyboard, he said, and just sort of heard a tune, picked it out, put down the melody, and then I think improvised with it with musicians, and he always worked with the best musicians, and these tracks sort of came out. Mumbo Jumbo, that one's been oft-recorded by Motion himself with his trio with Joe Lovano and Bill Frisell, amongst others. I think the Bad Plus have done taking it. Numerous bands have done their takes on that. One of his better-known tracks. In that case, like I said, Matt Minieri on a viola, James Masefield mandolin, John Herbert bass, Jeff Cosgrove at the drums. An interesting lineup. I'd be interested to see if they've done much more. Motion Sickness, For the Love of Sarah, the album. And yes, I'm glad I picked that one up off the racks.
Yes, very interesting indeed. Now, sometimes it's difficult to decide quite what genre best describes a lot of modern jazz, drifting between classical and folk influences, as well as rock and ambient styles, and even minimalism, more of which next week. But for a good straight-ahead session, you could do a lot worse than grabbing a copy of Sideslip, the debut album from young London saxophonist Alex Weston King. Here's the title track.
Thank you.
Side slip there. That's an aviation term if you didn't know, and a nice feeling if you like flying, but it's also flying on that particular track, isn't it? Released at the end of June this year, the title track of London saxman Alex Weston King's debut release on the Ubuntu label. Sam Leake on the piano, Johnny Wickham on the bass, Jay Davis on drums, and a special guest, James Copus, who's a debut we've played a number of times on the trumpet. Alex also cites Alex Garnett as the source of inspiration and mentor for him, and indeed, Alex also produced the album and joined the band for their launch party, which was at one of our favourite haunts, the 606 Club. I'm really missing that, and I'm hoping we'll be back there for the London Jazz Festival. Thanks to Ubuntu for sending us through that copy. Unfortunately, or unfortunately, I suppose, such was the strength of the music, I'd already bought it.
Quite right, too. Real swinger. Enjoy that. Great music. And yes, fingers crossed, we'll get back to the 606, enjoy some great live jazz there, and some rather good food as well, it has to be said. You're listening to Jumping In with Chris and myself, H, here on Manx Radio. Of course, all the best in modern and contemporary jazz here on a Saturday night. Second birthday boy we mentioned, big one at the top, Count Basie. And here's another man, happily still with us, celebrating his 81st birthday, I think it is nonetheless, Enrico Rava. Fantastic trumpet player. We've been enjoying his music for a goodly number of years on various albums and various labels over the years as well. This one will go back to 1994, and it'd be a mere stripling, Rava Electric 5, featuring Gianluigi Trovesi and a track called Da Silva.
Thank you. Hi, this is Maria Schneider, and you're listening to Jumpin' In with H and Chris on Manx Radio.
We'll be right back.
started with a great big band sound, and we're getting towards the end with a great big band sound as well. Gerald Wilson, you better believe it. Great fan of his music ever since our friend John, I think, turned us on to his music some time ago when we were talking to him at the Southport Jazz Festival. We've got numerous albums out. You better believe it. The 17-piece orchestra of Gerald Wilson, featuring the jazz organ of Richard Groove Holmes. Fine player he, not Jimmy Smith, Richard Groove Holmes. Great stuff on Pacific Jazz Records. And before that, yeah, happy birthday. 81 years old, or young, I should think. Enrico Rava, our birthday boy, second birthday boy, with his album from Electric Five. Great stuff.
And if you get the chance to see him, he's got a great sense of humour as well. Well, that's about it for this week's Jumping In. Be sure not to miss next week's special Minimalism in Jazz show, when we get to chat with the master of Zen Funk himself.
Still the same length, of course.
Nick Birch. Yes, tonight we just got time for one more track from London-based pianist, synthesist and composer Maria Chiara Argiro. Originally from Rome, she's been had quite a career since finishing a BA in jazz back in 2013, playing in Asia, Mexico, the USA, where she supported York at the Hollywood Bowl. She's currently involved with a number of musical projects, including Liran Donin's Thousand Boats, and we interviewed him, and Alpha Mist. But we're going to hear a track from her own release, recently released, Hidden Seas, with Sam Rapley on sax and Andrea DiBiasio on bass. Until next week, here's Nautilus.
The bare minimum then. Jimmy.
Bye for now.